Close-Up Fort Mill TKK. Presented by Kuster Commercial. Commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome. We are broadcasting on WRHI-FM 100.1, South Carolina's most honored radio station. We're live from the Improper Pig, but there's nothing improper about my guest today, Kelly Keshmir, and we're talking about the organization that she is executive director of and founder of called Nothing Pink. Welcome to Close Up, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me today.
It's so nice to have you with us. Now, Nothing Pink is an interesting concept. Tell us about what it is.
Sure. So I actually started the organization about 5 years ago. I think the name kind of takes people off guard a little bit, Nothing Pink. And it stands for there's nothing pink about breast cancer. And we're all about the prevention aspect. We are all about getting ahead of the pink world, which, as we know, is all about breast cancer.
Exactly. I mean, that has been the color that we see everywhere. Large corporations, everything is about pink and a branding with breast cancer. Now, you have a personal experience yourself with breast cancer, but why was pink an issue with you? What message did you feel it said?
Yeah, I think the first thing for me being diagnosed with breast cancer, it was in the month of October, which, as we know, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, that was a month that my life was turned upside down. So for me, and my association with pink in the past has always been very positive things. It's been about my kids, my girls, my, you know, their Barbies.
So you're a wife and a mother.
Yes.
Two girls. Okay,
yes.
So pink was a happy color.
Absolutely. It's all about princesses, you know. And I felt like during that month, you know, nothing that I was experiencing felt positive.
It did not feel like a princess.
No.
You did not.
No, not at all.
And yet pink was all around
you. It's everywhere.
And you're like, wait a minute, this is not my pink.
Yeah, no, was not. And I think that, you know, everybody handles situations different ways. For me, I definitely retreated and, you know, I didn't put the pink ribbon out on my wreath on my front door. I didn't do a race or a walk. I think, just really heartbroken.
You needed time.
I did. And I needed that in my own time. So
it takes a lot of courage to be able to just realize that. I'm sure in the moment, I don't know, I can only imagine there may have been a little bit of guilt. Like, why can't I get out there? I should be getting out there. I could do a lot. And yet you needed that time to just put it all together. You probably didn't see yourself sitting 5 years later with an organization that is doing amazing things for women and men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Never. I mean, at that time, I don't even think I realized that it was happening in terms of me being almost a little bit, you know, like you said, guilty, but a little angry, like the why me?
Yeah.
You know? But after coming out of it and speaking to so many other individuals who have gone through it and being honest about how my feelings were, I realized, wow, there was a lot of people out there who said to me, thank you.
Yes,
you know,
because
thank you.
You related in a way that was real, that is real. And it has been amazing for me to watch how women especially have gravitated towards this different approach. Like you said, it's prevention, and it's all the same things in terms of helping.
Absolutely.
The goal is the same. It's just that you have kind of a different mission. And the world is a big place.
Yeah.
There's enough room for more than one organization that is raising awareness and helping women and men navigate through breast cancer. You also do a lot with BRCA testing.
Correct.
You've kind of become the you know, spokesperson for genetic testing. Tell me about that.
Sure. So for me, at 31 years of age is when I was told that I needed to have the genetic testing performed. About 2 weeks later, it came back positive for the BRCA2 gene mutation, which meant I had a significant increase of developing breast cancer by 86%, And
oh, blah, blah, blah. Okay, okay. Perspective here. So you had an 86% increase above what the normal.
Correct.
And what is the norm?
About 12%.
12% is the norm for most women.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were 31 years old. What age is the onset typically of breast cancer?
Yeah, so it would definitely not be that early.
Yeah, that
seems
young.
It would be your
young.
40s, 50s. Okay. But that's not to say that it's not possible. You know,
we see exceptions all the time.
All the time, and it seems to be younger and younger, honestly.
Which is frightening.
It is.
You think about that, especially through the lens of a mother,
right?
Thinking about your children.
Right.
So, 86% on top of the 12% that is typically, you know, your average breast cancer diagnosis. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what was the next step?
Well, it also meant that I had an increased risk of developing ovarian cancer by 64%.
Well, are those two, I mean, when you do the BRCA,
right.
You've got this acronym that includes both breast and ovarian.
Yep.
Why are they connected? Is it the hormone that triggers?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It's just a mutation that, you know, we all have BRCA genes, and it means that one of those BRCA genes has a little ding in it. It's flipped. It's just... it's not the same as everybody else's.
Interesting.
But under the BRCA umbrella is breast, ovarian, pancreatic, melanoma, and then for males, prostate as well.
Really?
Yes.
So do we have the same genetic testing for men and a predisposition for prostate?
Yes,
or
same
predisposition
exact
for melanoma?
Yes.
And these are cancers that if you catch early enough, the survival rate
absolutely
is fantastic.
Absolutely. And the same with breast cancer. I mean, we have treatments available. It's when you get into these late stages of breast cancer that things become more difficult.
I was talking to a friend just this morning, and he lost a friend from prostate cancer. And Steve Crump, WBTV, has lost a tremendous amount of weight because he, too, is struggling and realizes that he admits it. He's like, I didn't go in and get my checkups as I should. So when we come back, we're going to take a mid-program break. But when we come back, I want to learn a little more about your story and also what advice that you have for all of us in how we can prevent or be aware so that we can make informed choices. It's amazing to live in 2019,
absolutely.
2018.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Hey, we appreciate you so much for being with us today on this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TGK. My guest is Kelly Cashmier from the Nothing Pink organization. If you want to go on and check out things while we're having this conversation, you can simply go to nothingpink.org. And if you would like to share a topic of conversation or perhaps become a sponsor of Close Up Fort Mill TGK, you can certainly do that. Just simply go to WRHI.com and send me an email. I'm Patty Mercer. We're going to come back with a lot more Close Up in just a few.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in TGK. We want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch. Daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill TGK. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
Hello, hello. I'm Patty Mercer, and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented on WRHI FM 100.1, South Carolina's most honored radio station. We are live today. We're on Main Street in Fort Mill at the Improper Pig. My guest, Kelly Cashmier. We're talking about the BRCA gene. We're talking about breast cancer and ovarian cancer and the other cancers that actually fall under the umbrella of the BRCA gene. And, of course, nothing pink because...
there's nothing pink about breast cancer.
There you go. So, Kelly, I did not realize that these types of cancers are related in this way. And you were sharing off air that your predisposition, that gene that you carry, actually comes from your father.
Correct. Yeah. So I think that's a huge misconception for, you know, especially females constantly going to an OBGYN and talking maternal.
We always do that. You know? We look at our moms. We look at our grandmothers.
Yeah, what happened with my mom when she was pregnant? Is that going to happen? You know?
So did your father have prostate cancer?
He did not.
But he could have.
But he could. And that's why he has to be more diligent, especially, you know, with the melanoma aspect as well. So.
Wow. So now you know, it's the cat's out of the hat. In my world, anyway, the bag, whatever. I'm just going to go with the cat in the hat. But now you've got this very heavy choice in front of you. Tell us about that decision.
Yeah, so I think my decision was actually it was backwards, because typically individuals would find out that they have a family history and go seek genetic counseling. Whereas for me, it was kind of the opposite. I was given the opportunity to do the test first. So, you know, as a Nothing Pink organization, we're not medical professionals. We can't force anybody to test, but we highly encourage genetic counseling. And that really gives everyone the opportunity to kind of dive into their family tree, understand what their risks are, and make an informed decision, whether that's prophylactic surgery, whether that is scanning more aggressively. So for me, I came out of the gates and tested positive. I didn't have the opportunity to decide what am I going to do. Came out, tested positive, and then I did have the option of surgery or scans and elected for scanning. So I went in for all of my baseline scans so that we would have something to compare for years to come.
What is scanning?
So that just means that once you find out that this mutation is prevalent, you need to be more diligent with scanning in terms of an MRI, mammogram, CT, bone. The list kind of goes on.
Okay, yes. But, you know, we're also reading that there's perhaps a certain risk to having scanning.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we navigate and balance the two?
Yeah, it's interesting because I just had a CT scan done last week. This is never ending in my life. It's not like, you know, okay, it's done, chemo's done, it's over. It's forever my life. And I just always compare it to if I had that opportunity to know what preventative aspects I had before I ever had cancer, my God, I would take it in a heartbeat. Because the heartbreak, you know, the time lost, my children, and things I just can't get back because of my diagnosis and because of chemotherapy and how unfortunately sick I was, I missed a lot.
So what would your life have looked like if you had known? We know that it was like time out, time loss, and that's sad. But had you known, would you have just, what?
I think had I known, and knowing what I know today,
right, hindsight's 2020.
100% elected for a prophylactic double mastectomy and a hysterectomy, and just reduced my risks under the average population. So, you know, and like you said, hindsight's 2020. I can't go back, but I can only share the experiences that I did go through and how I would never want to experience that again.
What is the cost of genetic testing?
So the fortunate part for us as an organization when I first started Nothing Pink was it was extremely expensive.
It has that reputation.
Yes, absolutely. My test was $4,000. And it's a test that you might not necessarily think that you need. So for me,
you
know, I mean, at 31, do I really need to spend $4,000 on a genetic test? Probably not. I'm going to be more concerned about the girls and, you know, ballet lessons, you know, the things that are important at 31.
Sure.
So, but now, I mean, just in 5 years, it's significantly decreased. I think on average, like out-of-pocket tests can be as low as $200.
That's amazing.
And it's life-saving.
Yes, it is. No? Yes, it is. Now, how did you discover your diagnosis? Everybody has a story about that moment. How did you know? Was it through a mammogram?
So I you know, obviously I elected to go ahead and do scans, you know, and so they sent me in for all of my baseline scans, which we talked about is like the bone scan, the CT, the MRI, the mammogram, and they just kept calling me back for more images. And then about a week later, they call me back in, and they had informed me that they found stage 2 triple negative breast cancer. So we went from, in the matter of 4 weeks, nothing to a BRCA2 positive to triple negative diagnosis and starting to make plans for chemotherapy.
Talk about aggressive.
Yeah.
And we hear this. We hear aggressive cancer. We hear silent killers. We hear, you know, those that are have a great survival rate. So what, when you, now that you are, you know, Nothing Pink, this was, when did, how long has your organization been in place?
It's been 4 years now, so.
4 years. Yeah. Okay. And how many do you have, you know, under this connectivity?
Yeah, so we have 35 volunteers.
35 volunteers.
We have 6 board members. We have about 10 advisory board members. And then, you know, the doers, the goers, the workers.
I've got a few of your
35.
Worker bees.
Yay.
I see it's almost like a tribe.
Yes.
Of very encouraging, positive women that are there to listen, to help. It's not like any kind of support group.
No.
Or anything like that. And a lot of times organizations, they have one time of year that they plan like a massive gala. You seem to be very active throughout the year.
Yes.
Now, I know you've got the big one
coming
up soon that's already sold out.
Yes. So we, which has been incredible because I think, you know, we have grown tremendously. We're sold out at 300 this year. You know, that's with 35 volunteers. And I look back 4 years ago and we had 120 people and 3 volunteers. So, I mean, it's been tremendous growth. We feel very, very strongly about keeping things local. It's the community that kind of surrounded me. And this in turn has just made me turn around and say, what can I do for you?
Yeah. It's amazing, though, how the community reaches out because, you know, we look at big organizations that seem to do a whole lot of visible things, but then you look at the quality of those things and you can't replace what it is for just to share, just to connect, even if it's just one-on-one, even if it's you're the person telling the story and this listener is being quiet, you never know how they're processing. How would you describe those that are part of your organization?
I, every day, wake up, and my first kind of initial thing when I used to wake up after being diagnosed was, I have cancer, and I had cancer, and this is going to be my life forever. I now wake up, and I'm like, how did this many people trust and love and support this organization so much? It is unbelievable. I'm so fortunate. I mean, these women come together in a room, and a lot of times our new volunteers leave, and they're like, this is exactly what I was looking for.
It feeds the spirit.
It does.
And you don't have to have cancer or a BRCA profile to be part of this.
No.
It's truly uplifting. And, yeah, you got a lot more years to go because this is something that is truly resonating with a lot of people and businesses to be able to give back and connect on a local level especially. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Kelly Cashmere from NothingPink.org. It's an organization that's making a big difference. And just a reminder, there's nothing pink about cancer. And today we are live from the Improper Pig right here on Main Street in Fort Mill. Hey, when the facts matter, close-up counts, and we do our best bringing you information straight from the source. If you've got an idea, or perhaps you'd like to be a sponsor, a presenting sponsor of our program today, just reach out to WRHI.com. We'll be back with lots more with Kelly Cashmere on the topic of the BRCA gene.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is the perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back. My guest today, Kelly Cashmere. I love your name, by the way. It's so pretty. Was that a prerequisite when you met your husband?
Yes. So
I like your name.
The interesting thing about the last name is it starts with a K. Uh-huh. My husband's name is Corey with a K, and my daughters are Kennedy and Carolyn with a K.
I love that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just works.
A K name.
It's like it's meant to be.
Yes.
Yeah, very, very good. So what is the next? What are your goals moving forward?
Yeah, so we are, you know, we obviously are all about the local. We are getting more and more busy every day, though. And it's an unfortunate kind of club to be part of, but I think the blessing is that there are so many women who are benefiting. Our days are very full of whether it's one-on-one support. We also have group support at the Lake Ridge Clubhouse, which is the second Wednesday of every month, and have just gotten so big and have seen this huge need from the genetic counselors uptown that we've started a second support group site at the Pink House in Charlotte, which is Carolina's Breast Friends, and that's the fourth Wednesday of every month.
And again, just because you're nothing pink doesn't mean that you are like, you know, rivals with the Pink organization.
Yeah.
This is just another way to volunteer, bring a spotlight on a very, very important cause. How can we get in touch with you?
Sure. So we have an amazing group of women who are, you know, just kind of waiting to be connected with. So you can always contact us on nothingpink.org. We have a contact web form. If you're interested in volunteering, there's a spot for that. If you need support, there is a contact form for that as well. So we're happy to help.
And the money that you raise with your different benefits throughout the year, what is it primarily used for?
Sure. So we specifically give our money back to each of the women in the community who have either tested positive with BRCA, are opting for a preventative surgery option, or have already been diagnosed. So again, I think that kind of goes back to we're not a rival of the Pink. We're just we like to push the prevention aspect of it because we know what it looks like. So we take all of those funds and push them back into the community, and we have care packages that are stacked and full with just all different types of things that you would need when you go to the hospital for your surgery. Notepads, fuzzy socks, dry shampoo. There's a lot of surgical pieces that are in there that you just don't think of when you're having to undergo something like a prophylactic mastectomy. So we kind of stack that full.
That just gives me chill bumps because I have, you know, when it comes to cancer, it can be like the invisible elephant in the room. Yeah. People don't know. I like to believe that all of us have good intentions and good hearts, but we just don't know how to help without encroaching upon their space.
Yep.
You needed some time, and everybody wants to understand that. So to know that there's an organization such as Nothing Pink, it's a way to figure it out so that you can help a family member, a friend, or just be part of a tribe.
Yeah. Well, I think there's even people who, you know, you've got your kind of group, your people around you who, you know, if something happened, they would be there to support you. And then you have the neighbor who, you know, you may see at the bus stop occasionally, or, you know, say hello when you're going to your mailbox and it's like you find out that they have breast cancer. What do I do?
I bet you're amazed at the number of women who you've met over these last 5 years that have walked this journey, and to know that you don't have to walk it by yourself.
Right.
There's a lot of women, but again, there's that privacy factor, that sort of, you know, when to talk, when to not. You don't want to be a downer.
Yeah.
So truly, this is so important. What is a message that I haven't asked you about that you would like to share?
I think, you know, as you mentioned before, you're not alone. Whether that is, you know, looking at the timeline of our organization in terms of, I know that I have a family history, or I know that there's family members in that have had the BRCA mutation or a history of hereditary cancer, or I have somebody in my family who's already been diagnosed, or I've been diagnosed. Our timeline of what this looks like is so vast. It's so wide. But we can be there and be a part of any of those decisions as much or as little as you want us to be. And I think just having somebody that you know who can help you with those answers.
And where do we go? What's your website?
Yes, it's nothingpink.org.
Can you get more simple? I don't think so. Just reach out if you need to talk to someone and just figure out the next step. Kelly Cashmere, always a pleasure to see you. And thank you for all that you're doing. You're truly a hero, a heroine, I think, is what we're supposed to say. Anyway, and thank you for tuning into this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, of course, presented by U.S. Mortgage in South Carolina. Buying, building, or refinancing, put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. We're live today from the Improper Pig right here on Main Street. You can visit the WRHI Facebook page, Twitter, download the free WRHI app, stay up to date on national, regional, local news. Until next time, this is...